Hi guys, it's me, Kendra, again, and this time I want to talk to you just parent to parent. I remember when I had my first and second babies. They were just 15 months apart. Money was tight. Gary, my husband, he was working hard and building his career. It was stressful and a busy time in our life. Then came along two more babies. We were a family of six in the span of a few short years. I'm not recommending that everyone do it that way, but that's the way we did it. I'm telling you this because I want you to know that I can relate to the busyness that is going on all around you. I can relate to the lack of sleep. I can relate to the lack of babysitter. I can even relate to the lack of time to take care of yourself and to take care of your relationships. I know that it isn't easy to put yourself first. The very nature of parenting makes it almost impossible. But when I met with several groups of parents who have raised their kids and are further down the road than you are today, I asked them what advice they would want to give a new parent just starting out. These were not perfect parents, but these were parents that I had watched, parents that I respected, and parents who were engaged and involved with their kids. The first thing they told me is that time passes quickly, and before you know it, you are face to face with a young man who wants the keys to your car. He's no longer a baby. So do the things that matter most now. Your time is limited, and your influence is greatest when they are young. Carrie talked to us about that a little bit in the first talk. But the second thing that they told me is to remind parents that they cannot give what they do not have. In other words, if you want to give your kids a clear picture of what it looks like to have a loving and healthy relationship, then you've got to show them what it looks like to invest in your marriage, model forgiveness, and give love. Tons of studies tell us that one of the greatest gifts you can give your child is a healthy marriage. Now I want to stop here for just a second, and I want to recognize our single parents. I know that you have a huge weight of responsibility on your shoulders. I cannot completely imagine how you must feel right now, but here's what I want to tell you. Gather people around you and build strong relationships so that you can get the extra support that you need. Look to your family. Look to your small group. Find those significant relationships in your life and make them a priority. Parents, if you want your children to learn how to have healthy relationships, then you've got to put in the same time and effort that is needed to help your own significant relationships grow. And really think about this. If you want your children to know how to have a growing relationship with Jesus, if you want them to know what that looks like, then they've got to see you prioritizing your own relationship with your Heavenly Father. They've got to see you circling up with other believers and learning and gaining accountability and encouragement on a consistent basis with those who help you grow in your faith. They've got to see you putting your own time with God first. They've got to hear you talk about Him and watch you make decisions based on what God wants for you and your family. You've got to include them in the discussion during the hard times and during the happy times as you turn to your Heavenly Father and you trust Him. These are the parts of your life that are lived out daily. These are the things that make a huge impact on your child. This is how your child knows what it looks like to follow God. Here's your homework. Write down two things that you are going to do to invest in yourself and your relationship with your spouse. Maybe you're going to set a date night. Maybe you're going to get a babysitter. Maybe baby goes to bed early so that you can have time together at the end of every day. Maybe you're going to go for a walk every night after dinner and just talk. These kinds of practical decisions can make a huge impact on your relationships over the long haul. Decide right now what two things you're going to do and write them down. Okay, so here's the second part of your homework. How are you going to continue to grow in your relationship with God? Remember, you cannot give what you do not have yourself. And at the end of it all, nothing else will matter but your relationship and your child's relationship with God. That's what will matter most. This time that I'm talking about, it doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. I'm talking about a few intentional moments each day. So the next part of your homework is to write down two things that you are going to do to take that next step in your faith. Maybe you need to join a small group. Maybe you need to end every night with a quiet time and just open your heart to God for just a few minutes. Maybe you commit to attending a service on a consistent basis. Maybe you read one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. I don't know what it is for you, but I challenge you to not let the busyness of your current stage of life keep you from becoming the parent that you need to be. My hope and prayer for you as you begin this journey as a parent is that you would be able to one day look back and see the little things, the consistent things that you did throughout your whole life to make your relationships and your relationship with God a priority, that the busyness and the pressure of life would not become the things that you've modeled and taught your kids, but that they would have been influenced by parents who prioritized their own personal growth and left a rich investment and example in the hearts and lives of their kids.